Father, we, oh God, we just want to thank you for your presence, your tangible presence in this place, Lord. God, we acknowledge you, Lord, as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We acknowledge you as the Creator God that created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and the seventh day you rested. We acknowledge you as our Savior, our Redeemer, our Healer, our Deliverer. We acknowledge you as our Father. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence here. God, I thank you, Lord, for the spirit of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus. Lord Jesus, it's all about you, Lord. It's all about you, Jesus. We love you, God. And Lord, thank you that you say in your word that living waters will come forth from in us, Lord. And I just sense, Lord, you want to pull the plug, God. And we ask you, Lord, pull the plug, Jesus. We are hungry for your presence, Lord. We're hungry. We are thirsty for living waters, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, make us hungry for the bread of life, Lord. We are hungry for you, Jesus. We want to know you, Lord. We want to know you, Jesus. And God, I pray that you open our eyes, Lord, to see what you're seeing, God, and open our ears that we can hear your words, God. And I ask you, Lord, to anoint our hands and our feet to be your hands and feet in this world, God. Lord, this world, God, is in need of a Savior, Lord. And we pray, God, and anoint us, your people, Lord God, to be the hands and feet of Christ in this world, inspired by the Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we don't want religion, Lord God. We want you, Jesus. Lord, your word is not in, it's not in the words that we speak, but it's in the power, Lord. But Lord, we're not seeking the power, Lord. We're seeking you, Jesus. We want you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Don't run away too far. Amen. You may be seated. We are very, I'm very expectant tonight. Do you sense it as well? Is it just me? But I'm shaking. I want to cry. But I'm very excited. And I want to introduce you to Anita. She's a wife to someone. Lawrence is his name. And they have a son. She's a mother. And she's a grandmother.
Yes.
And that is the calling on her life. But just being with her this afternoon, just soaking up, just hearing who she is, just, you're such a blessing to me. I don't want to introduce more about what God has been doing in her life, because she loves Jesus. This is what I can introduce Anita to you. She loves Jesus. And I truly believe that she's got a word for us to release something for us as a church that makes me very excited. And just things that she's been saying that she doesn't know anything about. And I'm like, oh, how does she know it? But I know she knows it. That God tells her. So, Anita, take as long as you want.
Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! The fire of God. The fire of God makes us run. The fire of God stirs our hearts. The fire of the Spirit of God is our life. Flow. You know, Flo, I was standing there and I felt the Lord is saying, you're like a young David. And although you're in the field and you're unknown and nobody knows about you, your heart is known before God. Because your heart is pure, your heart is so almost poured out before God, and you get frustrated because your words dry up. And I see how God is coming with his anointing and he's coming over you to impart an extravagant fire into you, where you will jump, where you will be like a wheel of fire burning constantly before the throne of God. And God is bringing new songs out of you and new dimensions of prismas, colors, different flavors of the sound and the wind. God is taking you into the Spirit. Keep pressing in. Lose yourself. Bungee jump in Jesus and cut the rope. I'm serious. and fall safely into His presence. And there's extravagant love in you that God has put in your heart. And your name is who you are, to flow with the Spirit of God. That's who you are. Yeah, I think I must give the word to Theo in Lynette. And I was standing here and I think, you God, what do you say? What do you say? What do you say? And I saw two pictures, and it's the first time I actually see it like that. And I saw a lion in a cage, and I saw a lighthouse. And it speaks about the two of you. Lynette, you are like the lighthouse on the hill. You're on the top of God's heart, and you're crying out for light. But a lighthouse walks a very lonely way, because it's almost isolated. And what it speaks to me is you're isolated in the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's the water around you. But your light shines far into a distance and call the ones that far off. So you don't show the light here. Your light goes deep, far into the Spirit of God. And you must never, never make an excuse for who you are. Because what does a lighthouse do? It brings warnings to drive the boats that it doesn't go into areas where they can have a gemors. So you are this lighthouse strong, and I see your light as bright and how it shines over the ocean. And the ocean speaks to me about the nations. And you never think you will go to the nations, and you will. You will go to the nations. And you will stand and you will be the lighthouse to the nations. And people will look upon the light and they will be drawn by your grace and your mercy and your kindness and your gentleness. And don't think because you're gentle and soft, you're inferior, because the lion is in the cage next to you. But what it speaks to me about that, Theo, and I must be very wise when I say that, but you almost cage in at the moment. But I see the lion who have been in the zoo, and you see this aggressive lion, and he pace because he wants out. And he doesn't want to leave you, so don't think I'm prophesying to go away. He's pacing to get in contact with the Lion of Judah. Because he's seeking for the roar that's in the Lion of Judah. And that speaks about authority. That speaks of dominion. That speaks of rulership, of government. And God is calling you into a place of government, but you are jailed in at the moment. And I see at a specific time God is opening the gate. And you will start running with the Lion of Judah. And there will be fire in your eyes like the Lion of Judah. There will be aggressiveness, but also a gentleness. And people will say, who is this man? Because you're aggressive and then you're gentle, and they can't pin you down because they don't know you are a pastor. Are you this? Are you that? And God is busy preparing you into a place of an apostolic seed that's in your spirit. And He's training you in all the different ministries to go through the apostolic, the prophetic, the evangelist, the shepherd, and the teacher. And it's an intense work. And it's an intense almost training, because your space is almost confined at the moment. But don't let your frustration be the focus. Start looking into the eye of the Lion of Judah. Focus. Get your focus. And zoom in like with a camera, you zoom in. And you know, I hope I don't scare you, but I see as you focus into the Lion of Judah, you get into the eye of the storm and you will be safe. And that scripture that say, in Him I move and have my being. And a time is coming that you will be consumed on the gaze of the Lion of Judah. And you will rise up and you will roar over the nation. You will roar over this hill where you look at the harbor, and you will roar over the different almost prismas and flexibilities that are lying down in the harbor. And you call to the nations. And a time will come that you will start traveling. But it's not tomorrow or next week or the week after. It's an intense training. And God will know, and you will actually understand when your spirit starts shifting. I'm coming out of the cage. God is training and equipping you. And what I feel this house is called to be a house of war. This is a warship. And this warship will be a ship that will war out of the place of intimacy. They will understand what it means to be intimate before they start warring. And God is preparing lovers of Christ in this place. God is preparing extravagant, burning ones before the throne of God. And say, if I can burn for you, if I can burn for you, God, I'm satisfied. But God is going to start showing you strategy over the nation, strategy over the area, strategy over the city. And this is a very strategic gemeente. Huis van die Here, firehouse, whatever. There's so many names nowadays. But anyway, you are called to war out of intimacy. And I see you even war for the battleship, the battleship. And God is going to bring an extension. An extension, an extension. So you must really, you young ones, rip it for God. Rip it for God. Don't settle to be passive and old and tell julle skulpies op asseblief. Go wild. Because this is a wild congregation. And if the old people can't handle it, join the retirement village, whatever church. Because this is a radical burning church for God. And it's not going to settle. It's not going to settle for mediocre, three fast, too slow and sit. The heavy presence of God is coming in this house. And you must expect it, you must pray it, you must call it in. And there were times that the presence, the mist of the kabot, the breath of God will be on you. That you will be down on your knees and your face. Because the King of Glory will be in the house. And He's not just going to blow a little smoke up like we have some Sundays. Just a little bit of smoke. And we go home and we think that's it. We haven't seen the best. We haven't seen the best. But start experiencing that in your own spirit. Start pressing in your own time into this what God is calling this house for. Because if you don't do it in your personal time, when it happens, jy gaan soos 'n seer duim uitsteek. You will be caught off guard. So start pressing in yourself. And they are not here to get you into the presence of God. You choose to get into the presence of God. So I feel that's the word for the church, if it's okay with you, Theo. And if it's not okay, we will repent and we will just carry on. I want to speak about it, and I spoke about it this morning in Stellenbosch, and I felt to speak about it again. Think from the throne of God. How do you think and walk from the throne of God? Because we are kings, priests, and prophets. That's who we are. And I'm not going to make an excuse for that anymore. This is what God called us to be, and if you don't know who you are, you don't know what to do with what you are. So God is calling us in this season to be the kings, the priests, and the prophets in the house, and even in your own personal life. And I'm a little bit in a toffee, but I'm so glad I could share my heart with Theo that knows the scriptures, so he can cement me a little bit. And I just love it because you have a soundboard where you feel what God is doing with you. And when we say in the prayer, let your kingdom come, as it is in heaven, so it be in the earth. And it's a very popular prayer, but we don't know the implication. Because that means you must know what the kingdom of God is like. And that is in heaven. But I'm not going to frighten you. But as Jesus had the capacity to live in two worlds in one time, we have that same capacity. En ek hoor hoe kom die brieke aan. But that's what God said. How did He see what His Father is doing? He engaged the heavens. He engaged the throne of God. And we are, if you are born again, baptized, not in a teaspoon, baptized, emerged under the waters, and you went to your funeral, and you are baptized with the Spirit of God, you are a spirit being, firstly. And it's important to almost cement these thoughts, because we make excuses for our life and say, I'm just a human being. You're not a human being, you're a human doing. You are a spirit being living in a body that's your wetsuit from above into the earth to bring the kingdom of God into the earth. Now Nicodemus, let's start now, scripture, John 3. Nicodemus came to Jesus and said, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? So he saw something and he knew there's a key, but he didn't know what's the key. And the best thing is, he was a teacher of the word. Now what does the word say? The letter kills, but the spirit brings life. So you can have the whole Bible in your whole body and you can still be dead as a door knock. So the Spirit and the Word must come together, and we're in the season of the Spirit and the Word, where it's coming together. So here comes Nicodemus to Jesus, and he say in verse 5 of John 3, Jesus answered, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That means there's a dominion and a rulership you're not going to enter into if you are not born of the Spirit and water. That's the reality. We don't get born again to go to heaven, as a belief, Owens. Heaven is not the ultimate. Heaven must be on earth. That's the ultimate. That is what must happen. That's why you live in two worlds, to pull heaven into the earth. God is not coming down. You must go up. I'm serious. And we say, come down and come down. And what does Revelation say? And the trumpet is saying, come up higher. There is a door opened. No, serious. Open the doors, Lord. Open the doors. We like schizophrenics in the church. We hear the lingo, but we don't know sometimes what to do it. But God is gracious and kind and loving. But he's still not coming down. He wants us to go up. And that means you must engage heaven. By faith, through the blood of Jesus, where you position. How did you get born again? By faith. So how do you engage heaven? By faith. By faith, you step in and say, here I am. The middle meer, the skans meer is geskeer. There's no division anymore. So we don't go to the priest and go with the 3 Hail Marys and the 10 Hail Marys and the rose water and all this stuff. And now we can enter. We can enter boldly to my throne. That's what the words say. And we don't live like that. We don't live like that. And that's my frustration in my own life. Because here is this heavenly inheritance, and we settle for the crumbs that come now and then through the pastor. And in the week, we don't do anything about it. So we wait for, like the Old Testament and even the Catholic Church, so the priest will bring me into heaven. He can't. You must choose to go. You must choose to enter in. You must choose. You've got a responsibility. Like Nicodemus. And he said, you must be born of the Spirit and water. And then he said, what is born of the flesh is flesh. The flesh like not the flesh. And what is born of the Spirit is spirit. So if you're born, but you're in the flesh, is not like you're in the flesh, you're right in the flesh, and you're in the flesh. But if you're in the Spirit, you are a spirit being. He doesn't have a body. Friday noodles, scramble eiers. Hierso. Want spirit is not here, it's here. Rivers of life will gush forth out of you. Not here, here. And the wind blows where it wills, though you hear the sound. And I spoke at awakening about the sound. Sound is the vibration of the frequency of the fragrance of heaven. When the Spirit comes on some of us, there's a vibrating. Have you seen it? The body doesn't know what to do it, but the Spirit starts vibrating because he hears the frequency of heaven. And each one of us are a sound in this earth. So wherever you go, you are vibrating some frequency. And that changed the world. What happened in the Garden of Eden? God spoke. There was a vibration with a frequency of the fragrance of heaven that he created by one word and he spoke. So that's how powerful our words are. We create. Okay, now Nicodemus answered by asking, how can all this be possible? You can see he reasoned. So if you in the law, you always want to understand God. Kom ons wees nou maar bietjie eerlik. Die linkerbrein ouens, die ingenieurs en die juffrouens en meneere, we must prove God. You can't. It's by the Spirit. It's by the Spirit. So we battle to get this thing into a place where the Spirit start running and we keep going to the table of reasoning where we reason about. You can't reason God out, guys. I'm 60 and I just gave it up. I said, here I am. I'm bungee jump, cut the rope and let's go. Let the Spirit takes me. I don't care where to, but I'm going because he's a kind God. And I assure you most, Jesus replied, are you the teacher of Israel and yet do not know or understand the things? Are they strange to you? I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, we speak only of what we know. We know absolutely what we are talking about. We have actually seen what we are testifying to. We were eyewitnesses of it. And still you do not receive our testimony. So het is gesien, ons het gehoor. We still don't believe. We still want to understand how this works. And then the scripture I want to focus on. Verse 13. And yet no one has ever gone up to heaven. But there is one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man himself, who dwells and has his home in heaven. And there's the two dispensations. The earth, he came down, but he came from above. So there's the kingdom of the earth. He's standing before the disciples, before Nicodemus, in the kingdom of the earth. But he's talking about the kingdom of heaven. Isaiah is saying, the heavens are my throne. The earth is my footstool. And then he say, what house are you building for me? I want a habitation, not a visitation. So we've got a saying in the church, one touch from God can change your life. God doesn't, is not in touch. Touch, touch. He invades you. He invades you. He wrecks your life. It becomes a disaster when the kingdom of God of light enters into dark. Dis nog. Because you are deur mekaar, because the flesh wants to understand the flesh, the spirit wants to understand the spirit. In the meantime, God say, I'm coming from an ascended life into a descended life to bring the kingdom of God. So there's two dispensations. So now we start crying out, God, and if I'm too straight, just forgive me and move on. I woke up one night and I heard. First I heard, wie van julle skiet julle mans? Wie van julle jag? Now have you ever taken that bone and tore it away from the flesh? I heard that sound and I thought, Christopher Columbus, what is going on? Now I sit up. There's nie 'n bok nie, daar's nie 'n geweer nie, but this is a sound I hear. The flesh gets pulled away from the bone and I said, God, what is this? And the Lord said to me, this is the season of the church where I'm pulling the flesh away from the spirit because we are spirit beings, we're not fleshly beings. There's a mixture in the church where we're more flesh than spirit. And the Lord say, I want a spirit church that walk in an earthly suit and are empowered from heaven. And then one night, I was sitting, now I'm desperate. Julle, ek is honger. Ek is honger, soos 'n hond agter 'n stuk steak. Ek kwyl vir die teenwoordigheid van die Here. I'm serious. Because you have one glimpse of heaven. And you are wrecked for the rest of your life. Jy kan nie maar net kom en jou geestelike dingetjie doen en huis toe gaan nie. You're not satisfied. You're not satisfied. And I was sitting and I engaged heaven by faith through the blood of Jesus. Because the scriptures say, come boldly to my throne. He say, come into my courts with praise. Where's his court? In the kingdom of God. So now I'm engaging. I get my focus. My head and my spirit are in one place. And that's a very important thing. You know what we as charismatics do? And we talk on the telemedicine. Hello, hello, hello. And we're on this automatic pilot. If your mind and your spirit are not in one, you've got a mixture. So there must be a focus here and a focus here where it's coming together. And you start engaging. Now I'm engaging. God, I want your kingdom. Where are you? Don't play hide and seek with me. Where are you? Where are you? Show your face. We sang tonight. Show me your face. In my days, we were taught if you see Jesus, you die. So now you're engaging, but you're a little bit frightened because we were taught, jy gaan dood gaan as die Here kom, sister, jy is dood. Hy snif vir jou uit in een oomblik. Who of you were in that season? Well, okay, ek was die enigste een. So, right? Okay, in my era where I stay in Polokwane, that's what they taught us. I am from Pretoria. But anyway, because you're so unholy, you're so full of sin, God is going to kill you. He's a holy God. And I remember I was sitting like this in the next minute. And I'm not going to read it. Read it for reference that you don't start gossiping about me that I'm a heresy. Revelation 22. Let's go there. Revelation 22. Who of you are studying Revelations? Julle moet in openbaring kom. That's your future. That's where what you're going to look like. Revelation 22, then he showed me the river whose water give life, like crystal flowing out of the throne of God and onto the Lamb. Through the middle of the broadway of the city, also on other sides of the river, was the tree of life with its 12 varieties of fruit, yielding each month its fresh crops, and the leaves of the tree were from the healing and the restoration of the nations. And that was my vision. I'm standing in right of the throne. And here's this river coming out of the throne of God. And my spirit wants to go, and now with my flesh wants to pull back. Because my mind say, this is not right. Nou is jy verseker koekoes. Because that's what the flesh do. It doesn't want you to enter the kingdom of God. That religious spirit keeps pulling you back. And keep pulling you back. And that's what I'm going to focus on. But there's a dimension God is taking the young people in. And the old people, are they thirsty and hungry enough? And I said, God, kom ek om, maar ek gaan press. I'm going to press in. Because I want to see the glory realm. I want to see the King of Glory. And the Lord said to me, how is it that a child will die when he see his father? So you can see God face to face. You can. You can enter into. And we're talking about Nicodemus. So there's two dimensions we're talking about. Let's go. And out of that, what Jesus prepared us for, to live in two dimensions, Ephesians is saying too, we are seated in heavenly places. What do you do with that scripture? Practically, what do? And we're so quick to put it here, and we don't understand the dynamics and the power and authority to be seated in heavenly places. And the Lord said to me, how is it that you are seated and you don't know what's going on? Stand up and arise and shine and start looking what's in the kingdom of God. Because that's where we live from. That's our reality. That's our reality. This is not our reality. If we are born again children of God, heaven is our reality. That's where we live from. That's where we have to press into that dimension become my lifestyle to influence the world that the kingdom of God can be manifested. Let's go to Colossians 2 verse 9. Are you still with me? Is julle nog hierso? Right. Are you hungry for God? Are you pressing in for God? It's okay. Colossians 2 verse 9. Okay, let's start at 8. Colossians 2 verse 8. See to it that no one carries you off as spoil or make you yourself captive by his so-called philosophies, intellectualism, whatever, and vain deceit, idle fancies and plain nonsense, following human traditions, men's idea of material rather than the spiritual world. Just crude notions following the elementary teachings of the universe regarding the teachings of Christ the Messiah. For in him the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form. Who are we? The body of Christ. So the fullness of the whole deity are resting in us. So where you go, God goes. Where you go, the Holy Spirit goes. Where you go, Jesus goes. The fullness of God's deity are resting in his body. So look at your body, and this is the temple of God. That's where he's resting. The fullness. So he didn't die to give you a portion or like Kentucky Fried Chicken, a nugget. It's not a nugget dwelling in you. What is the fullness? What's the definition of full? Full. Propvol. Duck. Duck van die Here. Ons is vol. Vol van die koning van die konings. Ons is vol van God die Vader. Ons is vol van die Gees van God. En as ons stap, dan penetreer ons waar oral ons gaan, loop die drie eenheid saam met ons. As we engage the heavens, I pull it down into the earth, because the fullness of Christ, the fullness of God the Father, the fullness of the Spirit of God, with all his gifts, with all his impartations, with all his anointing, is in us. And there's a resurrection life, there's an ascended life, and there's the glory realm. And we're in the season where we are ascending into the glory. In the glory realm, there is no time. There's no limit. There's no fat and small. You are a spirit being. Sorry, Owens. That is what's happening in the glory realm. When the presence of God, the glory comes in, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Because there's not weight. There is not anything that's almost a block. And I'm pressing for the glory of God. Not to be glorified, but I want to glorify the King of Kings that paid the price for me, that died for me, that said it is finished. And I'm sick of walking if he didn't die. I'm sick of it not thinking he wasn't resurrected or ascended, or he was not the glory of his Father. That's where I'm pressing on to. That's what's the season over the church. The glory, the glory, the glory. Get in the glory cloud. Get in the glory. Get in the glory. Get in the glory. Because the glory is changing. What does the scripture say? The glory will cover the earth. And we are glory carriers. We carry the glory because of the blood, because of mercy, because of kindness, because he paid the full price on the cross when he said it is finished. It is finished. He can't go and die again. He can't be crucified again. There's an inheritance into the church that we are thinking, dalk sal het eendag na my toe kom. Blommiekie? Nee. If you inherit 10 billion rand, who of you will run tomorrow to the bank? Now be honest before God. Voor die deur oopmaak is ek daar. Ek soek kof op. Give it to me. It's mine. It's mine. How many of us, we will have the passion and the desire in the earth, and we're not hungry for the glory of God? And it's not a judgment when I say this. I go to the Himalayas. I go to Nepal, and ons wit bleek siele doesn't know what it means to pay a price. These people that walk for 4-5 days over the Himalayas to get to a conference of 2 days, and then they start walking back. I go to India, these people walking, 3 ladies. Came, I don't know who of you know Bhutan. Bhutan is on the border. It is so volatile country that you get killed if you bring the gospel. And we don't know what it means to pack your bags and go and you look at your husband and say, he paid the price. So if I die, I might not come back, but my passion for the one that paid the price for me to live. So if I have to die for that, I will die. Ons bly om die hoek van die kerk. We all got our grand 4x4 that should be in a bush, but it's now in a city. We have 3 TVs, 5 toilets. And it's not a judgment on you. But if you haven't tasted that in your life, do yourself a favor and let Tew and Linda organize a trip up into India. And I was standing there and I got so humbled. I got so humbled because there's women that will die just to hear the gospel for 2 days. Ons is dik gevreed. We choose, I don't like that, I don't like that, I don't like. In the meantime, the fullness of the inheritance is in us. And I don't say everybody must go to India or Uganda or the Arab nations. I love the Arab nations. I love it. Because when you bring the gospel, it's like water in a thirsty land. And they drink it. We drink up to yip. Yeah, that's not for me. And I'm honest with you, that's how we are. We are spoiled. And that's why I'm at a place where I'm hungry for God. I'm not hungry for a ministry, guys. This is not who I am. This is the outflow of my love for God. This is not who I am. But if the church is not going to get hungry, radical obedient, and live a radical life to make a statement that I am from the kingdom of light. And I won't tolerate darkness. I won't. And that doesn't mean I'm fighting with a person, because what does Jesus with the word say? We, our struggle, our war is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities in the air. So Jesus is above the principalities. There's no competition there. And that's where we are ruling from. That's where we are ruling from. So when we engage in warfare, we're coming in victory. We're coming in a price that's already been paid. So I just to reinforce the inheritance into the earth. And this is a call over this church. There's a call of the nations over this church. And if you're not comfortable with that, if jy maar net, as jy maar net wil elke Sondag 'n goeie preekie hoor, moet jy dalk maar goed, vat jou goed en trek vir Here. Because this is going to become a warship that's going to war for light. That's going to war for the kingdom of God. Not going to war for shofar alone. Going to war for the kingdom. And that means it's the Methodist church, the Anglican church, the Baptist church, because that's our brothers and sisters. And if you like it or not, also tough cookie. That's how it is. So if I can just make you, and I can't say the wrong word, if I can just impart a hunger in you, a hunger for God, a hunger that you get so frustrated that you pace at night and say, God, I want more, I want more, I want more. I'm not satisfied, I'm not satisfied. I want more of you. Because I want to impact the world. Those of us that are in my years. And maybe not everybody thinks like that. But I said to my husband, if he ever, ever tell me, just work and now at a certain time you expire. Have you noticed? 65, nou met jy so 'n bietjie skulpies toe gaan en bietjie skaak speel en jy gaan speel wat? Whatever in die week. Nee, o Jesus, rolbal. En jy moet begin travel. Want nou moet ons travel. Weet jy wat kan jy doen met 50,000 rand? Weet jy wat kan jy doen? You can feed a nation. You can feed a nation. We are so selfish. And so self-preservated and exalted. Because the world owes me a pension so I can travel. Want travel in die gees. Jy het nie eens 'n paspoort of 'n visa nodig nie. And you invade countries. You invade people's lives. And at the end, I don't want to say I did this and this and this. But I want to sit and look And to say, there is a testimony of people that walk the walk. I was saying to you, there are heroes in our lives that taught you stuff and they paid a price. And you look at them and I honor them. I honor them because I didn't know the price that they've paid so that I can walk an easy way. You young guys, if I think about Joan of Arc, man sê was brandstapel toe, so dat ek en jy kan lewe. There are so many of their Mother Teresa that paid a price so we can have it easy. What are we doing with our fullness in Christ? Where are our investment? Where are our life that's invested into people? Because God is, His investment is people, not the bank. I'm serious with you. He have all the money. I don't know if you've been in meetings, and maybe I shock you, but that's okay. I've been in meetings where gemstones like this fall out of heaven. Who of you know about David Hogan? David Hogan works in Mexico. Every morning when he greets his wife, they have an agreement. They made a covenant. If I leave the house, I might not see you even again. But that's what it's going to cost me. You got 3,000 people working with him. And that's a hero in my life. I don't worship him. I don't bow down to him. But I respect people that got a hunger and a passion that say, I'll come, but the kingdom of God must be established. And I sit with him and I say, David, what do you do with a diamond this size? Liz Taylor is niks. Liz, julle ken vir Liz Taylor, Liz bietjie jonk. Liz Taylor was 'n meid daar. Ons sal verstaan wie's Liz Taylor en ons. Liz Taylor was 'n filmster en kom sy Afrika en koop sy sulke diamonds. Laat dit haar nie grond toe trek nie, weet die Here alleen, maar ten minste sy so diamond. And here's the diamonds and the rubies and the emeralds falling out of the sky. And I said, God, what's the use of this? And he said, come and buy from me. Come and buy from me. And I said, David, what do you do with this? He said, Anita, I feed nations. I sent children to schools. I sent people to university that doesn't have money. I invested in people. I don't keep it for myself. I saw it with my own eyes. He said, and this is my inheritance to nations. This is my call that I say, I want to feed nations. Who of you are thinking to feed a nation? Who have you been to Iris Ministries? Heidi Baker. Now, if you ever have time and lots of money and you want to travel, jy doen die inding, ons gaan, go to Mozambique, to Iris Ministries, Heidi Baker. I went there and I'm wrecked. She feeds 3,000 people a day by faith, by faith. Sometimes there's no water. Sometimes there's no food. Wie van julle, who of you know cassava? Cassava? Nou meneer, as jy cassava vir 10 dae aan mekaar kry, hoe voel jy? Jy's vodder. Want dit is soos 'n patat, 'n aardappel. It's a root under the ground. And that's their food. But they have this glory realm over that place. It's declared because they contend in the spirit for that area to be malaria free. And it's been declared there's no malaria. That's the kingdom of God. That's the kingdom of God. You go there and you got 5 students that got scholarships in Ebosa, godsverlate soos ons sê, and they've got Oxford scholarships, 5 of them. Because the glory of the Lord is in the house. It's sold out lovers of Christ. Abandoned lovers of Christ. And if you go there, you get so touched and invaded that you're spoiled. You can't walk in Sandton because you feel polluted. You can't go and buy a Rolex because you know there's a nation that's hungry. And God is speaking to the church at the moment. Where's your investment? What house are you building for me? Are you building for yourself? or are you building for the future? And I want to challenge you in this night. And I don't know how we're going to do this, if you've got ushers, that we pray for one another and just release that hunger of God over one another. I can't bring the hunger, but God can. God can. God released it. I sat one night. Who of you have been at a stage in the church? Sorry, pastoor. But you said, ach, Here is it alweer Sondag kerk. Same burger, same chips, different drive-through. Because you know exactly how it's going to be done. And I share it at the awakening, and I will share it here again because it's in my heart. And that changed my life when I had that dream one night. And I dreamt I was in a river. Now the river is always the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Spirit of God. And the Lord said to me, come deeper. Now, who of you never had a vision? If you close your eyes and I say TV, you will see a TV. I know that. And that's the image on your mind, and that's a vision. And I had this image, I was in a river. And God said, come deeper. And I'm going deeper, and I'm going deeper. And the Lord said to me, come deeper. And I said, Lord, but I'm deep. I must still be in control. Listen, you mustn't let this thing now catch me off guard. And the Lord said, come deeper. And the river is here tonight. You determine if you're going to drink from the river. You determine. I can't determine. And the Lord said, come deeper. And he said to me, Anita, lift your feet. I said, why must I lift my feet? He said, the fact that you decide to stay in one place, the river will go past you. Lift your feet. And I lift my feet. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. And the Spirit of God took me. And I didn't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going to stop. Because I'm not in control. And we sang tonight, I surrender. That means lift your feet. Lift your feet. Lift your feet that I can take you. And we in the time and the season of the church, we can't say lift your feet that I can take you. And you have to trust that. And because we sit with offenses in church, we sit with criticism, we sit with unforgiveness, we sit with war scars, we don't want to trust. We don't want to trust. So we don't even trust the Spirit of God. Because we don't know that His intentions are kind and good and merciful. Because He's a good God. And I promise you, since then I start living in the Spirit. And I'm addicted to His presence. Because if you had one glance of the eye of God, you are wrecked for the rest of your life. You don't want the three songs and the burger and the chips on ons gaan huis toe. En dan sê ons, dit was 'n mooi preekie, pastoor. Here, ons is nie hier vir 'n mooi preekie, pastoor. If you don't invade the earth from the kingdom of God, shut your doors. Shut it. And go and do what you want to do, but don't play church. Don't play the kingdom of God. It cost him a price. It cost him his life. And it might cost you your life. This is a serious business, but this is a paradox. There's this hate-love relationship with God. He wants to kill you, but at least you are so desperate. And you're happy and then you're sad. But you are so addicted to Him that you don't even care what He does to you anymore. Because you abandoned. You abandoned. Who of you are, this is the example. They are getting married. She will do whatever she must do to please Him. Is that right? No, I'm serious. You won't believe it. I was also in love many moons ago. Many moons when I look at Lawrence, jou kniekoppe trek water. Jou hart, en jy lyk of jy geshok is. En wat sê ons? Ons wil nie eet nie. Ons drink net water, want o Here, as daai man kom, as daai man se kar stilhou. Ouens, is julle nie verlief gewees nie? I'm serious. ek was 'n rek. En jy daai dit. En jy paint en jy poeier en dis highlights en lowlights en no lights. Jong, en vandag is ons pink, môre is ons blou. And your focus is to embrace this man's heart. To embrace him. En jy gaan koop klere wat jy nie eens bekostig nie, jy gaan dit afbetaal, maar ou Matie, as hy instap. Hierdie dinge moet werk. Maar sit ons daai effort in vir die bruidegom koning. Sit ons daai effort in. En ek sê nou vir julle, ek kan dit voor die Here sê, I can say it in front of God. I'm married 38 years. And when Lawrence's car stop at home, my heart beats. Because he's my love. After Jesus, that's my love. Ons is deur die oorlog, deur die storms, partykeer sou ons skei, partykeer skei ons nie en so gaan ons aan. Maar die bottom line is, that's the journey. That's the journey. I'm serious. En as jy vir my sê, jy het nooit gestry nie, hoopie for you. Maar ek weet, I know, at the end of my day, I will sit with this man that's the lover of my life. And I will look him in the eyes and you don't, you, everything has gravitated and whatever, but you look at him and you're so secure in his glaze, when he glaze, oh, when he got, I'm so drunk, when he gaze upon you, your heart just melts. When he touch you, your whole being gets invaded by this one touch because you are secure. You love him. And how much more for the bridegroom king. And I'm going to finish with this. And then we're going to start praying for people. Last year the Lord started speaking to me about abandoned lovers. Bond servants. In the Old Testament, there was the people that worked for 7 years. And then they came to the master and say, or the master said, listen, I'm going to let you free. You can go. And some of them came back and said, listen, you don't have to pay me. I don't have to own anything if I can just be with you. And the Lord started speaking to me and said, Anita, you're in the season where you will be a bond servant. A bond servant don't owe anything. He doesn't have rewards. He doesn't have an opinion. He's a slave of love. Revelations 1. This is the divine mystery of God that will reveal his secrets and his mysteries unto his bond servants. And I'm on the journey. I'm not there yet. But I'm yielding and yielding and giving over and giving over because it's a journey. It's not a one-night process. But I am determined in my life if I can die and say, one reward I have is Christ, the risen one. I don't owe anything, but he owes me. He owes my heart. He owes my life because I'm a slave of love. And if I can invite you, I don't know how we're going to do this to you in practical sense. Those that are really felt, the Spirit of God is speaking to them. Don't come because it's a religious thing and you come to the front and we touch you, fall down and you go home. Asseblief, Jesus, daar's 'n dieper lewe as dit. Those that are really hungry, we're going to pray for you. And I don't have anything to offer, I'm honest with you. I'm bankrupt in myself. But I'm full because of the price that's been paid. So, I don't know how we're going to do this to you. Pastoor? Wie, wat kan ons doen? Ken jy a fire tunnel? Do you know a fire tunnel? A fire tunnel is when the people in ministry and even those that are on leadership, soos met die bruid en die bruidegom, gaan al so deur die tunnelkie, ne? So what we can do is we stand as a fire tunnel. And as you come past, we just anoint you. So we can do that. Ek weet nie, het jy dit al gedoen? Niemand, maar my broer, ons is hier in die Here en die volheid van God is in ons. Nee, ons doen hierdie ding. So, die wat op leiers, those that are on leadership. So what we going to do? God is a God of order, ne? Nie nou soos ons dink nie, maar dan moet bietjie orde wees, want dit kan chaotic word. So, ons gaan hierso staan en ons gaan ons hande anoint. En dan begin ons by 'n ry in 'n ry in 'n ry in 'n ry.
En as jy begin ruk en pluk en so, dan trek ons jou net uit. En dan gaan ruk jy daar in die hoek verder. Is dit okay? Nee, en dit is fine. As dit is wat die Here met jou doen, just go for it. Just go for it. But come with the expectation when you come into this presence that the fire of God is going to fall on your heart, that your heart will be stirred with fire for the nations, for the city, for the area, for your household. If you need fire in your house, then you ask God, fill me with that fire that I can be a blitz for Jesus, a bride. Because that's what makes the fire, die blitz. Jy steek om aan en na gat jy. So I'm not very spiritual, but we're very powerful. Ne? Ja, pastoor. I love this man's heart. So ek dink die wat in leierskap is, kom vorentoe. Dan bid ons net saam en ons anoint die hande. Dan staan ons, verstaan julle wat ek sê? Then we make a tunnel. En ek weet nie, miskien moet ons hier begin, ne? Hier aan die linkerkant, julle rechterkant. And you start walking through the tunnel. And then the second row and the third row. And we just anoint you. Is that okay? Well, it's okay with me. And ek is the majority like it. I'm just going to pray for us before we start. Father, thank you. Thank you for your presence, Spirit of God. Thank you for your fullness. Thank you for your impartation. And we, Here, die tunnel is al dronk. Nou wat nou? Here, 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 kom. Kom met die teenwoordigheid. Come with your presence, God. Come with your presence, God. Stir the fire. Stir the fire in our hearts. Forgive us for coldness. Forgive us, Father, for lukewarmness. But come and stir our hearts again. That we will be on fire for God. That we will be the ones burning before the altar of God. And I honor you for that. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. While some people are still getting ministered to you, there's something specific you still want prayer for. The leaders will be in front of you for a while, still longer. I'm going to dismiss us. So I know some of us, it's past our bedtime. If you can spare the time, I'm going to ask you again for those who can spare the time, please just to help us with the set down. If you just want to connect to some people in front, you're more than welcome. And obviously, if you just want some prayer, we just want to sit in God's presence for a little while longer. You're also more than welcome. But I'm going to dismiss us. Thank you, Father, just for the work you've done tonight, Lord. Thank you just for your mind shifts, Lord. Revelations, Lord, of your kingdom tonight, Lord. I want to thank you for Tanya Anita, Lord. Thank you for the blessing she's been to us tonight. And I just pray that, yeah, Lord, amen. And I just pray, Lord, just for us all to stand up and be Tanya Anita's, to be Peter's, to be Paul's. And I just want to ask you, though, Lord, I just pray that you bless every single child in the house here tonight, every single person that is giving of their time to be here tonight, even those who've had to leave a little bit earlier, Lord. Just pray for your blessing on them in the week. In Jesus' name, amen. And just before you go, just ask, as you're standing now, you've been prayed for, you've been prophesied over, I'm going to ask you just before you pack chairs or whatever, prophesy over yourself over this week and just declare God's goodness over this week for yourself and for your family. In Jesus' name, amen.